Lawmakers have been voting on bills, and we've been following them closely. But during Thursday's Senate session, North Florida Democratic Senator Bill Mumford took a moment to talk about something that hit close to home for him. I'm Blaze Ganey.
We had a tragedy in our neighboring county, right next door, Liberty County. And if I may try to set the stage, those of you who can remember the movie The Sandlot back in the 50s, you know, in the baseball, and that's what a typical Saturday is in some of these small communities.
Mumford went on to explain when Hurricane Michael tore through Liberty City, it broke the scoreboard on their baseball field and caused damage to the surrounding area, but it quickly got replaced.
The head baseball coach, who, by the way, was not a teacher, really like a volunteer, and his business was construction business, and he had donated the pilings for the new scoreboard.
Mumford said the team was excited and all gathered to watch Coach Corey Crum put it up.
They were all there, if you can imagine. Kids playing, a lot of young kids as well. And he got on a large forklift and was lifting it up, and it touched a wire.
Crum's wife Shana was nearby and ran to help him, but both were electrocuted and died.
Their son, who was 15, baseball player, immediately ran toward them as well. But by the grace of God, some of his teammates stopped him, tackled him, held him on the ground, and wouldn't let him up.
Following the story, the Senate took a moment of silence. Crum's service will take place Friday at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Civic Center in Bristol. A GoFundMe has been started to help with funeral expenses and to care for their son, Chase, who was injured.